Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 98th UIEPT. Today, on the 13th of June, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
How long until you'll be ready to leave?
First, I need to water the grass.
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
Do you think I should buy this sweater?
But it doesn't really seem to fit right.
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
Is Walter's job near here?
Walter's been commuting to Boston on a regular basis.
What does the man say about Walter? Number 4.
Did Bob memorize every detail in the chapter?
He wasn't able to master the lesson.
What does the man say about Bob? Number 5.
It's so sad what happened to the animals.
Yes, it is. Whenever there's a forest fire, many animals die.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
Do you want to take a look in the store?
You bet. The shoes are on sale for $20 a pair.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
Why didn't Tom come with us this afternoon?
He was attending a required biology lab.
What does the man mean? Number 8.
Why are you waiting here by the front door?
The mail should arrive at noon, and I'm expecting something important.
Why is the man waiting? Number 9.
Do you think it'll rain today?
I heard on the news that a bad storm is heading in.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
Is there any way I could help you with dinner?
Would you mind chopping vegetables for salad?
What does the man ask the woman?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in a geology class.
As we've discussed, Earth's crust is made up of large plates that rest on a mantle of molten rock. These plates, known as tectonic plates, support the continents and oceans. Over time, the tectonic plates move and shift, moves the continents and the ocean floors, too. Once it was understood how these plates move, it was possible to determine past movements of Earth's continents and how these slow movements had reshaped Earth's features at different times. Okay. Well, if studying the movement of the plates can tell us about the location of the continents in the past, it can tell us about their location in the future, too, right? So, in recent years, some geologists have used plate tectonic theory to make what they call geopredictions. Geopredictions are guesses about what Earth's surface might look like millions of years from now. So, we know how certain continents are currently moving. The continent of Africa has been creeping north toward Europe, and Australia has been making its way north too, toward Asia. Does anyone know what's happening to the Americas? I think we've talked about that before. Lisa?
They're moving westward, away from Europe and Africa, right?
Right. And what then?
The Atlantic Ocean floor is spreading and getting wider, so there's more ocean between the Americas and Europe and Africa.
Okay. And why is it spreading?
Well, the seafloor is split. There's a ridge, a mountain range, that runs north and south there. And new rock material flows up from Earth's interior here, which forces the two sides of the ocean floor to spread apart to make room for the new rock material.
Good. And that means, over the short term, and by short term I mean 50 million years, that's a blink of the eye in geological time, over the short term we can predict that the Americas will continue eastward, farther away from Europe, while Africa and Australia will continue to move northward. But what about over the long term, say 250 million years or more? Well, over that length of time, forecasts become more uncertain. But lots of geologists predict that eventually all the continents, Antarctica, will merge and become one giant landmass, a supercontinent one researcher is calling Pangaea Ultima, which more or less means the last supercontinent. Now, how that might happen is open to some debate. Some geologists believe that the Americas will continue to move westward and merge with East Asia. This hypothesis is based on the direction the Americas are moving in now. But others hypothesize that a new supercontinent will form in a different way. They think that a new subduction zone might occur at the western edge of the Atlantic Ocean. Paul, can you remind us what a subduction zone is?
Basically, a subduction zone is where two tectonic plates collide. So, if an ocean floor tectonic plate meets the edge of a continent and they push against each other, the heavier one sinks down and goes under the other one. So, the oceanic plate is made of denser and heavier rock, so it begins to sink through the continental plate and into the mantle.
Right. So, the ocean floor would kind of slide under the edge of the continent. And once the ocean plate begins to sink, it would be affected by another force, slab pull. Slab pull, the subduction zone. So, to continue with our example, as the ocean floor plate begins to sink down into the mantle, it would drag or pull the entire plate along with it. So more and more of this plate, the ocean floor, would go down under the continent, into the mantle, okay? So, as I said, current ocean floor is spreading, getting wider. But some researchers speculate that eventually a subduction zone will occur where the oceanic plate meets the continental plate of the Americas. If that happens, slab pull could draw the oceanic crust under the continent, actually causing the Americas to move eastward toward Europe, and the ocean smaller. That is, the Atlantic Ocean would start to close up, narrowing the distance between the eastern edge of the Americas and Europe and Africa, so they'd form a single supercontinent.
This is the end of the recording.